Thank you for calling Nexpia. This is Ashlyn speaking.
Hi, Ashlyn. It's Sabrina calling from the NOAA at Home Depot. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I'm calling to find out, well, we actually have a customer calling to find out when his gas range installation is.
Okay. Do you have a PO number?
I do. It's 8141-5918.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Okay, give me just 1 second. What is their zip code?
02021.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
Okay.
He left a message on my phone, too. So that pisses me off. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, I just want to hang up on him now because you give us a chance, you know?
It's been less than 10 minutes.
And why we didn't know that he was calling about an installation and just give him XPO's phone number so he could call and schedule it himself is beyond me. Like, just give them XPO's phone number and tell them to call and schedule it themselves. There's actually a special number for the customers to call. It's 866-285-9200.
Okay, and what was that customer's first and last name?
John Joseph.
And when was this sent over? Because I don't have an order for that name.
Well, 3/18, 3/16, and then it was scheduled on 3/18 for April 3rd in my system, but clearly that didn't happen if the customer is calling me on the 7th asking when his installation is. It's still an open PO in my system, though.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. You're not even sure why he was calling.
Probably.
Well, you don't know.
No.
So why do we not know? What did you want?
Give me the information, I will call him and I will...
Well, I'm thinking he's going to have left a message on my phone with what he wants, but I don't know why we don't find out exactly what it is so we know exactly which route to take.
Something's scary because she can't even find the PO. So something probably fell by the wayside is my guess. But he was scheduled for the 3rd in the system. And it wouldn't, I can't put a date in there.
Right.
So it had to have been XPO, the installation people who put that date in there.
So that was
last Saturday.
And what was your store number?
2681.
And that PO one more time.
Is 8141-5918.
Okay, give me 1 second. I do have that pulled up now. It says... Okay, and will you confirm the name and address for me one more time? That's Joseph John.
It's not John Joseph, actually.
Okay.
Oh, no, it looks like Joseph John.
It's put
in
the system backwards.
Yes, it is. It's 815 Pleasant Street, Canton, Massachusetts, 02021.
Okay.
No, I just got here a second ago.
His email is josephjohn@verizon.net, so I think we're safe going with his name is Joseph John.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Let me look over this account really quick.
Okay.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
Two whole cabins into this order that just got ordered. American Pro.
Yeah. Oh, he still hasn't paid for it? Oh, right. You can't because you haven't copied it, right? Is it still 30 inches?
30-inch cabin.
Two of them?
No, a wall cabin and a base.
Okay. Yeah, but you have to, are they in a quote form?
I'm going to do that.
Okay, do that.
I'm doing it right now. It's in a quote form.
Then give me the quote.
And then I'll get it to
the credit card. Yep. No wonder my apron's so heavy.
Okay, I am sorry about this, but we don't have an appointment scheduled for them.
Okay, so can we call them and get that scheduled? And what does it look like you have for the soonest?
Okay, let's give me 1 second. It does look like the 19th.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you're gonna call. You're gonna call the customer and give him, set him up with that, if to see if that works for him.
Yes. Let me verify that phone number. Give me just 1 second. And that phone number is 781-562-0219.
Yep, that's it. And I will wait and call him like in 45 minutes. So that will give you time to do all that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling XBO. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.